Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. After 40 years as an Islamic republic, Iran is a danger to most of the world today. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's talk about that 40th anniversary. What were your thoughts at the time and even today now?
The Iranian regime officially came into existence on the night of February 12, 1979. It was a coup d'etat carried out by what now is called the Revolutionary Guards. At the time, it was the militia that were faithful to Ayatollah Khomeini. They attacked a variety of air force bases, of army bases, the Imperial Guard. Forces loyal to the Shah rounded up 3,500 generals and colonels in his army, murdered them during the night. And that gruesome murder of over 3,500 Iranian patriots by these armed thugs loyal to Ayatollah Khomeini is what the regime continues to celebrate today.
Number of threats they are making to people around the world. For example, Europe is concerned, threatening Iran with retaliation if they don't quit assassination attempts on European soil, and Iran saying that they're going to go in with a ground, sea, air war on Israel. They are only intensifying themselves as a great threat, not only to Israel, not only to the United States, the Middle East, but now Europe as well.
And it's time the Europeans woke up, that they are finally in the sights of the Iranian regime. Many of the weapons that the Iranians have developed capable of targeting Europe and not capable of targeting the United States. The Iranian regime is very worried about those pressures coming that are going to come from Europe in the future. I think our allies are getting ready to finally work together with the United States to increase diplomatic pressure, economic pressure, to enhance sanctions, and probably also military pressure in Syria.
Ken Timmerman with details on the Iranian Islamic Revolution and the threat that Iran is to the world today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's report caused us to reflect on this revolution 40 years ago and to focus on the radical Islamic state that Iran has become over these last 40 years. When Jimmy Carter helped take down the Shah of Iran, I would have to believe that President Carter was surprised with what took the Shah's place. However, the ancient Jewish prophets had warned us what Iran would become. Both Daniel and Ezekiel pre-wrote history. Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 44, and Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 to 6. It looks as if these prophecies are about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...